From Marketplace in Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. There are several reports this morning that President Trump plans to end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, commonly known as DACA. There's no official word yet, but the reports say the president would end DACA after a six-month window. KJZZ's Carrie Young has been following this and joins me now from Phoenix, Arizona. Good morning.
Good morning.
We've known for a while that the Trump administration might end the DACA program. So how have recipients been preparing?
Here in Arizona, there's about 27,000 DACA recipients. Many of them hold all kinds of jobs, whether it's nurses, EMT workers. So between economic impacts like paying rent, but also our chambers of commerce here have also come out in favor of immigration reform because they realize just how much of an economic impact that immigrants in general make to our local economy here in Arizona, but then also nationally.
What kind of response are we seeing from the broader business community?
They are coming out in favor of immigration reform. Leaders in the tech industry last week even came out with an open letter to President Trump urging him to keep the DACA program around, saying that they have workers that would be impacted by this and that it's important to them.
KJZZ reporter Carrie Young in Phoenix, thank you so much.
Thank you.